What Elon Musk wants to change about Twitter, how scammers are hacking into control systems, why more people are using XP than Windows 11, and the FCC makes improvements to the emergency alert system. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 88. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. And also, happy Emergency Communications Month for this month of April, showing appreciation to 911 operators and such for this month. So that's Emergency Communications Month. We would also love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Chris from the cast, The Unscrewed Theater.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and happy Emergency Communications Month to you and to all of those brave and calm people on the other end of those emergency lines.
Strangely calm. Sometimes, but
chillingly calm.
So, interesting things happening this week, and we'd also want to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works. So, you know, we're here in April, and May is almost upon us, and as the weather gets warmer, you want your air conditioning to be working at its best, or if you're going on a summer road trip. A lot of people are making trips, you know, since the things are opening up.
Okay, numbers are going down.
And yes. And people starting to take vacations. So if you're going to be taking your car out for a long road trip, you might want to head over to Perfection Auto Works to get your 22-point inspection on your car done.
Including your AC, because cars do not have swamp coolers.
No, they don't. wouldn't it be something if a car
did? If they did, the thing on the roof?
Yeah, it would be. I think I've actually seen one with one. But
interesting. I'll have to keep my eye out for it.
Give them a call, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 for that inspection on your car. We have a great show today, so let's get into our tech news for this week. So we've been watching the news about Elon. Elon has this, Elon Musk, you know, he's the CEO of Tesla's SpaceX guy. Okay, he now has this interest in Twitter. And
he does. I've seen that. And he's got billions of dollars.
Yes. He's made an offer for $43 billion. He's also made a secondary offer for $46.5 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. He really wants. He was offered a seat on the board of Twitter, and he turned that down. He doesn't even want a seat. He wants it. He wants the whole shebang, right?
Yeah.
So the question is, what is he, if he did get control, what would he want to do?
That is such a good question. I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out. I mean, does he just really want a lot of Twitter followers?
Yes, he does. But you know, you're gonna have to have some good content in order to have a lot of followers, not just be the owner of it. But in a recent interview, he said that a top priority would be eliminating the spam bots and bot armies that are on Twitter.
Oh.
People have actually created bots to circumvent the algorithm for Twitter of how things are actually put on there and how things are dispersed. And he even said as a joke, if I had a Dogecoin for every time I saw a crypto scam.
Yeah, if he had a Dogecoin for every time he saw a crypto scam, he might be able to make $50.
And you know what? He doesn't need the Dogecoin. He already has enough of real money.
He's got enough of the real coin.
And so the other thing he wants to do is he wants to do this open sourcing thing. So Anytime, if you're, for those of you that are not familiar with what open source programming or open source developing is, it's when just any developer, just anybody that has access to the source codes, and that's what programming is. It's all codes. If you've ever seen a program written out in its basic language, you would see just codes just on.
Right.
It would just be pages of code.
It's on your screen, and it's just a bunch of lines of letters and numbers.
Exactly.
And punctuation marks.
And they actually mean something.
Yes.
And there's different languages of these codes, and all the languages have names. And what he wants to do is make these codes available so that people can go in and modify the code and make changes to it, to enhance it, to make it better, and possibly add additional buttons or have the ability to turn on or enable different features or functionality to Twitter for special users, uses.
So is it very possible that maybe in this open source world, some smart programmer could come up with a way to edit your tweet?
They've already done that. Okay.
Really?
Because
I can't find it.
Well, not to edit other people's tweets.
No, but your own.
Well, sure. Yes. I'm pretty certain of that. But being able to edit your own tweets, and also how tweets are handled, that, might be a little bit milestone to humanity. There are some tweets by certain individuals that can have
historical
effects,
significance
and cause things in society to happen.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just based on words, you know. So he wants to change the way that tweets are handled, the way that they are edited, the way that they are censored. And his idea is, if in doubt, let it exist.
And that's
something.
Right.
So if there's some sort of algorithm that deletes or hides tweets that are potentially dangerous to society, you know, things of that sort, fake news, anything that is designed to lure people the wrong direction,
misinformation,
all of that is all encompassed. He's going to have to come up with some sort of new way, and he claims to have new ways of dealing with this. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens if he does acquire Twitter, exactly how he's going to be handling all of that.
Maybe he will archive everything on Mars.
That's not a bad idea. I don't think that the scammers are there yet.
Not yet.
go where they can't go. Also, talking about scammers, scammers are hacking into control systems now. So the adversary groups can now disrupt industrial control systems, or what's called ICS, industrial control systems, and also programmable logic control, or PLC, devices. Now, of course, this is after gaining access to the target's operational technology. So a familiar attack would be when we had the Colonial Pipeline.
Yes.
So if you think of what is involved with the Colonial Pipeline, you have the back-end systems, you have the operators, and then you have these pumps, and each one of these pumps has a little device on there,
right.
And it's a control module, and that's what we're talking about. Those little devices that directly control the motors and the switches and the doorways and the pathways for chemical or product to enter or go through pipes.
Right. So it's like an automatic switching system.
It's basic, yeah. And that's what industrial controllers do. They tell switches to open. They tell motors to turn, which way, how fast,
right.
And such. So apparently, scammers are now able to get into these control systems.
Oh, that's good news.
And even if they completely ransomware the computer systems that program those controllers,
right?
Now, even if they completely wipe out the main systems, and then they restore it from a backup, the problems are still in the controllers.
right, because they're down to that level.
They're down to that level now. So if that doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, I don't know what will.
I'm going to go stock up on gas. no matter what price it is.
So some of these devices that are actually affected, Schneider Electric, Omron, and OPC, Unified Architecture servers. For those of you that are in the industrial world and actually know what some of these brand names mean, you might want to consult with your controller representative and see what can be done about those controllers.
Definitely.
Also, the FCC is making improvements to the emergency alert system. So we were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
So this is when you're out in the rain, right? You get out of, you pull up to your house, it starts raining, right?
Uh-huh.
You jump out of your car, you're soaking wet, you run inside, and the moment you come inside after you're all wet, your phone goes off, beep, beep, beep.
Right.
Hey, there's a storm near you.
It's raining.
We know that. So what the FCC is trying to do, they're trying to improve this emergency alert system. Now, the emergency alert system is good for weather updates, extreme weather. Obviously, if you're in a tornado or a hurricane,
sure,
or there's a major storm approaching your location, your smartphone knows where you are. It knows geographically where you are, and it'll know, okay, there's a storm affecting one of these subscribers that's in this location. And if you're in that location, you should be one of the people that gets this alert.
And your phone goes off.
But there's more to it than just being at the right location. There's also how fast you get that alert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, getting out of the car, it would have been nice to get that alert, you know, maybe a minute before or 2 minutes before it actually happens.
Sure.
Not after it happens.
Right, right.
Okay, so
that can't help very much.
Well, information late is not, you know. But what they're trying to do, and this is what the FCC is trying to do, they're trying to make these emergency messages go through a little bit faster. And a lot of it has to do with FEMA. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, they are the ones that are actually the ones that are programming in and typing out these messages when your phone goes off. So things that get involved is the how fast these alerts go out, if how relevant they are geographically to the place where you are. What type of device that you have, because there's a compatibility with devices. Also, the carrier that you're with needs to make sure that those alerts are going through,
mm-hmm,
and allowing to pass through to get to your device.
It sounds like there's a lot of variables involved with that.
And also the reduction of duplicate alerts and the routing of them. We do have a caller on line one, Roberta. She has a question or a comment, I think. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. When you talk about control group, is that something like the cloud? And is there a charge to store information on the cloud, and is it safe to do so? And can you store phone numbers up there?
Yes. Very good question. So when we were talking about the controllers, we were talking about industrial controllers. So these are physical devices that control machinery. So it's not, I hope that answers that part of the question. It's not that people are having control, but people are now controlling controllers, industrial type controllers, which are electronic mechanisms that control industrial equipment. But your second question about the cloud, can these things be backdated to the cloud? Yes, the cloud is a great place to store backups. And yes, phone numbers can be stored up to the cloud all the time. And if you have a smartphone, a great place to store your contacts, let's say that you smash your phone. What happens to the contacts that were stored in the phone? Well, hopefully, if you have a Google account,
backup.
It'll all backup. Of your accounts are all backed up onto your Google account. You might want to make sure that they are on the Google, on your Google account, because that is the safest place for them to be. That way, when you go out and buy a new phone, you just sign into your Google account, and snap-o, all of your contacts just appear back because they were secure on the Google Cloud.
My phone keeps saying no backup. Is there a charge to store on the cloud?
Up to a certain point, there is. It's free. Up to a certain point, it's free. Google will give you 15 gigabytes of storage. And if we're just storing phone numbers and documents, that is a that's actually a pretty significant amount. But if you're going to be storing entire, backing up entire systems, or your entire phone, things of like that, they start at $2 a month to increase all the way up to 100 gigs. And I think with the Microsoft cloud systems, for $6.99 per month, you get the entire Microsoft Office with the Word 365 and all. I think for $6.99 a month, you get 1 terabyte of storage. So that's
a lot.
That's a whole lot of thing. Okay.
What about Yahoo? Can you back up on Yahoo and store things, and is there a charge for that?
No. Yahoo does not. I don't think that Yahoo even offers that. But thank you very much for your comments, though, Roberta. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick. As we take our commercial break with a word from our sponsors, up next, science and tech anniversary for this week and some tech jobs moving and expanding in Arizona. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
The Computer Doctor Show is proud to support National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Nothing is more important than getting to your destination safely. Use your phone and other technology only when you're safely parked. Help save lives. For more information, visit phonesdownjustdrive.com. Phones down, just drive. It's the law.
Welcome to Omega Automotive.
My name is Dave, and I'm here for my Mercedes-Benz oil change.
Please put on a mask provided for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Step over to our iris scan.
What?
Got it.
What the heck?
Now turn right for the body scan.
I just came for an oil change. What is this?
And now a blood sample.
What the?
Raise your right arm.
I do not want this.
Done.
Hey, I
can see that you're very upset, Dave.
What are you doing?
We will now perform a soul scan.
What? What do you mean a soul scan?
Now the proctal exam.
What?
Please lean forward.
I am out of here!
Stat alert. Warning.
Hopefully this is not where our world is heading. At Perfection Auto Works, we still honor your freedom from belts, tires, and brakes to our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. My name is Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we are going strong. We have improv comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. As a matter of fact, we have 3 improv comedy shows tonight, a free student showcase, a family-friendly improv show, and an uncensored improv show. You can go to our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org, to get more information about that, and circle May the 4th on your calendar. It's a Wednesday night. It's also Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
So we're going to have a special Star Wars theme improv show on May the 4th.
Ooh, exciting. Here are some announcements. So As many of you may have heard, I actually had surgery last week. We did a rerun last week, but you may have heard it in my voice. This is the sound of someone that has been intubated last week.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully I'll get my true radio voice back, hopefully by next week. And it was appendicitis, and I appreciate all the phone calls and all the expressions of appreciation for my well-being. So thank you very much, everyone that has. Also, Northrop Grumman celebrates completion of its satellite facility expansion in Gilbert. So this is a 120,000 square foot addition to the existing 135,000 square foot facility, nearly doubling its site production capacity to meet the company's growing backlog of satellite orders. So obviously this is something exciting for Arizona. Satellites are being built here.
Yeah.
And so that's always...
Maybe some of them are Elon Musk's satellites.
I wouldn't doubt it because there's so many of that stuff going on. Also, Queen Creek to house high-tech battery facility. This is LG Energy Solutions, announced last month that initially is investing $1.4 billion to build its first ever cylindrical-type battery facility here in North America. The company expects that the new facility will be able to employ a few thousand people right here in Arizona, with construction starting this summer and production commencing in 2024. Okay.
Wow.
So with the time that we have left, let's see if we can get through our science and tech history things. What do you have for us, Chris?
All right. Well, let's start with the furthest out anniversary.
Yes.
This happened on April 21st, 1895. You remember that?
127 years ago. I remember it clearly.
127 years ago, the first movie projector was demonstrated.
Oh, wow.
It was demonstrated by Woodville Latham and his sons, Otway and Gray. And you know, Otway is just a name that needs to make a comeback, I think. You know, it comes back every 127 years.
Yeah, I feel it.
Woodville, Otway, and Gray, they demonstrated their Panopticon, the first movie projector developed in the United States.
And prior to this, a little bit more of depth in the story. Prior to that, it was only these small peep show type boxes,
right,
that you could actually see motion picture going on. What else do we have?
We have 17 years ago, a little thing called YouTube posted their very first video. 17 years ago today in 2005, if you're not aware of it, it was a guy talking to elephants at the zoo.
Oh, right.
Which it was riveting to watch then, and I'm sure 17 years later it
and
is riveting
YouTube
now.
YouTube still has 800 million videos, 500 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute worldwide.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, let's do one more.
11 years ago, on April 21st, 2021, Zoom was founded by Eric Yuan.
Zoom was one of the COVID saviors.
Absolutely.
As well. Okay, before we're just going to say one more thing before we start to wrap up. Why there are more people using Windows XP than Windows 11? So since October 5th, 2021, when Windows 11 was released, there were some early adopters, but the number of those switching from Windows 11 has plateaued to the point that a new study suggesting that there are more Windows XP users than Windows 11 users.
Well, I can tell you why. It's because nobody's computer is compatible with Windows 11.
Before we wrap up, we just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway and Craycraft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing phone calls. Back up your system to the cloud. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to ComputerDoctorShow.com, click Episodes, and find Episode 88. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris is co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board.
We hope you you enjoyed this episode of The Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.